Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. For today's episode, you guys are getting the first installment of my Life, Love, Wellness series, where I will be talking about a love, life, and wellness tip that I've learned from the past month based on my personal experience. Now, you guys know that I'm deviating a little bit from my regular scheduled programming where I sit down and talk to another person of color about their small business or around something related to one of the three topics that I mentioned. But one thing that I have noticed from the moment that I started season two is that I need a lot of help and that I cannot do it all. Shocker, right? And therefore, I need to mix it up when it comes to the podcast. Sometimes I don't have the time to produce a new episode every week. For those of you who are faithful listeners, you'll notice that I did two rerun episodes this season, which I promised myself I would never do unless I was on a break for the podcast, like a summertime break. But I had to because I got way too busy to record the podcast. But I had this idea. I get a lot of inspiration from the internet, other bloggers, other women I follow, and just in general, November was a really eye-opening month for me, and I usually don't give advice on this podcast. If you've heard my solo episodes, I get really candid and transparent about my life and what's going on, and I'll be doing that, or I plan to do that for the month of January anyway, to talk about my 2018 recap. But I wanted to give you guys a quick rundown of the past month and some things that I've learned. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I'm always posting quotes and things that I took away from other bloggers, Instagrammers, and things like that. So the first Friday of every month, starting in December, I will be giving you guys something that I learned from the category of love, life, and wellness. So today's the first episode, and I'm so excited to share with you guys. So let's just dive in. Well, first, can we just have a moment of silence for the month of December and the year of 2018. I cannot believe that 2018 is over. Like, it's basically Valentine's Day. And I cannot believe that the year is coming to an end. And I just cannot wait to dive into how this year was for me in January, for those who care. But I digress. Let me get back to what I was talking about. So when it comes to love, if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I announced that I have a boyfriend, which was interesting because people who are close to me knew that I was dating someone, and the people who I wanted to know knew about my boyfriend, Jeff, and where we met, and they met him personally, and everyone else just found out on the socials. And it was really interesting to see all these people congratulating me as if it was an achievement. And I'm not downplaying my relationship, but I thought it was really, really interesting. It's interesting to be in a relationship. I haven't been in one in, I would say, almost 10 years. The last relationship I was 19, and I'm 29 now. So yeah, 10 years. Jeff is great, and I plan to talk about our story at some point. But one thing that I have learned, or one tip that I have for you guys, is to please know and recognize your partner's love language. I have realized that I don't know a lot about how to be in a relationship and how to consider another person's feelings when I do things and when I say things. And I'm realizing that I actually have a lot of flaws as a pair, like being with somebody else. So I've had to use a lot of my communication skills, and it's not always very pretty. And I'm not saying there's yelling or aggression or abuse or anything like that involved, but I've had to say things that were unpleasant, and I've had to recognize the things that I'm doing that are wrong. So my tip for you guys in terms of love is to know and recognize your partner's love language. If you're wondering what the love languages are, just Google the five love languages. There's a book by a pastor. I want to say his name is Gary Chatham, and he has a book called The Five Love Languages, which I actually recommend to a lot of couples that I work with. in my private practice. So that's definitely, yep, Gary Chapman, that's the name of the author. So if you get a chance, please read that on your own or with a partner, but it's good to recognize what your own love languages are and what your partner's love languages are, because then you can get a chance to communicate that with your partner. Okay, when it comes to life, I would definitely say that the month of November was a really trying month for me. I had a lot of emotions. There was a lot of crying, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, and I had to battle all that with trying to be productive and be and function like a regular human being. I couldn't let it take over me because I had so much going on in November. For example, in the beginning of the month, I went with my best friend to San Diego for a conference. San Diego for a conference. And her and I had a great time, but I was so anxious on that trip. I have no idea why, but I was not myself on that trip. And one thing I would definitely recommend, that whether you're on a trip, you're by yourself, whatever it is, if you're around people and you're getting overwhelmed, please take a moment to be by yourself. I learned this a long time ago when I went on a trip to London and Paris with a couple of friends from Boston. And there was one night that I got so overwhelmed that I didn't even want to go with them to the club. I went back to my Airbnb and I cried my eyes out and went to sleep. I have no idea why. But, you know, you can't really explain when your anxiety or your depression is just going to pop up, when it decides to trigger you, when it decides to control over your emotions. I just know that on this particular trip, at San Diego, there's plenty of times where I should have probably taken a walk or taken some time by myself, because I know that my behavior was affecting my best friend and how our trip was going, but I couldn't stop myself. And that rolled into me being kind of nasty to my boyfriend at certain points of the month as well. So there was nothing that anyone was doing. I wasn't PMSing. It was nothing like that. I was just having like a really weird month and I didn't know how to control my emotions, which is a story for another day. But I think that I need to like take space. I need to practice what I preach. If I'm getting upset or if there's something that I need to say, I need to get off my chest, or I need to walk away from the situation before I get upset. So tip for you guys, whatever it is that you use, deep breathing, taking a walk, anything you use in a situation where you're upset and you need to take a break, do so. And maybe you're not so upset as what I'm describing now. Maybe you're just getting overwhelmed and a little anxious about what you're doing and who you're with. So just take a little break, because you have to listen to your body when it's telling you that you need to be by yourself. And my wellness tip that I learned from the month of November is that do not wait until the new year to get started, guys. I know that you've been hearing this time and time again. Everyone on social media is talking about it. I personally think that if you want to start the first day of the week, Sunday, Monday, if you want to start the first month of the first day of the month, if you want to start for your birthday, if you want to start for the new year, I always think that, you know, selecting a date to start is awesome. But if you ever look up, if you ever do your research, statistically, they say that I think 30%, only 30% of Americans actually keep their New Year's resolutions, and about less than 10% of them actually follow through for the rest of the year. So I would definitely recommend, in terms of wellness, to write down whatever your goals are for wellness, whether that's eating right, getting enough sleep, drinking water, whatever your diet is. Maybe you want to include more vegetables in your diet. You want to take out meat. Maybe it's how many times you go to the bathroom, or how many times you go to the gym. Whatever you consider as wellness. Write those goals down and start them now if you can. You want to get into a routine before the new year starts. I actually had just had this conversation with one of my patients at my private practice, and I was telling them that it's going to be really hard to start a new and fresh goal in January because of seasonal affective disorder, which I talk about in a couple episodes back. January is going to be a really cold, dark month if you're in the East Coast. So it makes it even harder to just get yourself out of bed and go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's dark out. Or get yourself to the gym at 5 o'clock p.m. when it's dark out. So, you know, we're not lucky like those people on the West Coast that it's sunlight and there's sunlight and the days last longer. So we are a little bit of a disadvantage. So I would say if you can, get your stuff started now. Figure out what works for you. So once you get that routine down pat, once you figure out what's important to you, whether it's muscle, weight loss, overall health, sleep, diet, water, whatever it is that you think that it's gonna get you to the healthiest you that you need to be, start now. This episode's come out on Friday. Take a listen. Maybe you start on Sunday. Maybe you spend Saturday with your family and spend it kind of like vegging out, and then you start Sunday. I don't want us to fail at our New Year's goals so quickly and to burn out because we want to do everything. And I hear a lot of people saying that they're waiting until the holidays end. And this is probably going to be an unpopular belief, but the holiday is only 2 days. I mean, if you think about it, maybe three. Thanksgiving was on a Thursday. Most people I knew had to work the next day. Christmas and New Year's are on Mondays, which are super weird, which for some of us are lucky who can have long weekends, that's fine. But other than for me personally, I don't have any children, so maybe I'm speaking from a standpoint of privilege, you know, because I understand when you're a parent, you have to do stuff with your kids and you're obligated to do stuff with your kids because, you know, you don't want them to be bored and you want them to enjoy the holiday season. But me, as a person who like lives by herself, doesn't have any kids, doesn't have anyone she needs to take care of, for me, the holiday is 3 days. So I don't need to throw away my diet and my routine and everything like that because it's the holidays, because it's not really a busy time for me. It's a busy time for me in my private practice. It's a busy time for me in my job because more and more people are depressed. And the days only seem quote unquote busier because it gets dark at 4. Well, I don't want to get into like a whole rant about the holidays and stuff, but my wellness tip for you is whatever it is that you want to do, whatever your goal is for wellness, write it down, put it somewhere, share with people, don't share with people, whatever works for you, and just start before the new year. Get yourself in a routine before you get bombarded by all this new year, new me stuff, and then you get discouraged because you're not mastering your goal as best as everyone else. All right, that is all the gems I have for you guys today. I will be recording these episodes every Friday. I will be putting out these episodes every first Friday of the month, talking about what I learned and some tips for the month that just passed. So this is everything that I wanted to share from the month of November that I learned and some tips. And there's always more I would love to share, but I wanted to give you guys a little mini episode. So these mini episodes will be coming up first Friday of the month. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. We are on all available platforms. And if you have any questions or concerns or suggestions, please write us in basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. Stay well and take care, guys. Talk to you soon.